Last Monday, Israeli authorities issued a military decree that classifies vast expanses of the occupied West Bank as a closed military zone, forbidding Palestinians from reaching these areas. The affected area makes up around a third of the West Bank's total surface area. It stretches from the Dead Sea in the east to the outskirts of Jerusalem, Al-Quds, Beit Lahem, and Hebron in the west, and to Jericho in the north. It is believed the decision was originally made as early as 1967.
Actual fact, Israelis try to annex more than one-third and about two-thirds of the Palestinian territory that was occupied in 1967, especially in the West Bank. They have already annexed East Jerusalem, and they control about 60% of the West Bank under the guise of being what is called Area C.
This decision will effectively close off the eastern regions of the West Bank from any Palestinians living in the area and put it under the Israeli military's full control. Some critics say Israel wants to redraw the map.
They are imposing new facts on the ground, telling the international community these are the borders of Israel and it will not be part of the future solution. We will not negotiate about that. So these are our borders, and Palestinians cannot cross without our permission, in or out.
This move also means the uprooting of Palestinian Bedouin communities in these areas and relocating them to reserves near Jericho and East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. It will also affect Palestinian economy drastically by closing many farms there.
Israel's decision to declare large areas of the West Bank as a closed military zone overlooks the lives of the Palestinians living there. Muhammad Hamail for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.